Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, "Hey, man!" Here's the deal, Falcon fans. Our squad is at OTAs. There's some guys that are there. There's some guys that are not. There is a guy that we want to see excel, and his name is Michael Penix Jr. We're going to let you hear what he had to say coming up about how long it's going to take for him to mesh with his teammates and specifically throwing the ball to the guys that will be the guys he will connect with, and also who is the face of this Falcon defense. That is on the way. But, Mike, we got to talk about Roddy White and Julio Jones, who have smoke for Kyle Shanahan. For those who were not here, those maybe who are new to the city, Kyle Shanahan was our offensive coordinator when we went to the Super Bowl in 2016. He did an incredible job. We led the league in scoring. Matt Ryan was the MVP. We know how the Super Bowl played out. But the fact of the matter is this offense was humming. Now, Mike, part of the discussion, and this again is from a podcast, and we want to give our man Harry Douglas, who was a part of our radio station here at 92.9 The Game before making his way to ESPN. Harry is a friend of the show, and we love him. But they have a new podcast. It's called the Legacy Locker Room Podcast. And so he's talking with his former teammates, Harry, Julio, and Roddy. One of the things Julio says, Mike, is that he was disappointed in the Super Bowl with the amount of targets he got. Mm. Now, I've always thought that if we score, if we kick a field goal after he makes that incredible catch and we win the game, he just made the best catch in the history of this Falcons organization.
Right.
It didn't play out that way, but I want you to hear Julio, and then we'll let you hear Roddy White, who says Shanahan had it out for him. We'll talk about that in a minute. Here's Julio Jones on the Super Bowl.
Man, about the Super Bowl. I have yet to go back and watch it.
Oh, the game?
Yeah, I haven't went back to watch the game. And two, like, for me, just like in that game, it was just like I had four opportunities in that game. In that whole game too, though, like all this, what I've done and, you know, as the team, and we got to the Super Bowl, it's just like I had four opportunities.
Bro, that one catch you had on the sideline?
I had four opportunities, though, the whole game. That's insane.
That is
four
ridiculous.
Targets in the Super Bowl.
No, that's ridiculous.
But, again, I did what was asked of me.
Got to get the ball in the playmaker's hands. I mean, that's rule number one of any sport. Julio, four receptions for 87. Now, even though he didn't get in the end zone and he only got four catches, had he made that, that catch was unbelievable. He made that amazing toe tapper. We hit the knees three times. We kick a field goal. And then maybe we hang on to win a two-possession game the way the Patriots are rolling. I have to remind you guys of that. He's in his feels. Can't blame him. He was targeted four times, four catches. Matt completed 17 passes. Matt was 17 to 23 for 284 and two touchdowns. I thought that we lost our way when Coleman went out of the game. Remember when Freeman had to come in, missed the blitz? Mm-hmm. That was that same sequence. After we get the first down, we had a false start from Jake Matthews, and all of a sudden we're going in reverse. But that should have been the crowning jewel, that amazing catch to secure our Super Bowl win.
Here's my issue.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Julio Jones had no problems whatsoever saying, I want more. He did it multiple times. And in fact, I've said this. And guys, he's going to the Hall of Fame. He's going in our Ring of Honor. He's one of the best Falcons ever. This does not take away from that. But in this moment where you talk about being at the Super Bowl, this is your shot. We didn't know if we were ever getting back. And yet you didn't have the wherewithal to say, please target me. We're going into the biggest game of our lives. Kyle, give me the rock. I need targets. But yet he had the wherewithal, Mike, to always ask for more when it came for money, mm-hmm. when it came for all the other things outside. This is my problem. So now he owns this. We hadn't heard from Julio because Julio doesn't talk a whole lot. We hadn't heard from him, and he says, man, four targets in that entire game. Bro, I hear you. But these are the moments where megastars like yourself in this league go, I need the ball. If we're going to lose tonight, throw the damn ball to me 12 times, Kyle. And that's my issue with this. He's not lying. The facts are the facts.
Right.
But he didn't do that. And so now hindsight is 20/20. You go, I hadn't watched the game, but, man, I just remember I had four targets, had a heck of a game. Julio wasn't the reason why we lost this game. But if you wanted it more, this was the part where we said, you got to speak up. Julio just never – he was an enigma. He never did these kinds of things, and so everybody thought it was cool until he started asking for more money every time somebody got paid, and then it destroyed the cap.
Right. What he just said. That's our beef back in the day. But this is one where you say, okay, in the flow of the game, is Matt not seeing him? Is the second half, things started to fall apart with Alex Mack. And so the center, unfortunately, had a bad knee, basically blew his knee out in the NFC Championship game. We didn't know that at the time. Shot it up, and then unfortunately started to give out. And so the actual amounts of chances went down because we were three and out the entire second half. and basically, meanwhile, if you look at the – just for compare and contrast, Julian Edelman with 5 receptions, Danny Amendola with 8 receptions. You know, it's always some of their parts. James White with 14 receptions.
James White.
You know, there's always – that's what the – isn't that the Patriots?
Wow.
There's the Patriots in a nutshell. But if you're looking for the rest of the spread on our receiving core, Taylor Gabriel, the joystick,
yeah.
Turbo.
Yeah.
He was at 3 receptions. Free had 2. Mohamed Sanu had 2. Only 17 receptions. Only 17 completions for Matt in this game. But as we said, basically the second half, it all went out the window. And we were doing things the right way because as this lead is starting to slide, you're not going to come out on first down and start throwing it. You know, there was parts of it where Shanahan, where you're doing it the right way.
You were.
You should just run the football. Unfortunately, the Patriots started ganging up on us, and Matt couldn't. I'm not. You know, it takes a village to blow a 25-point lead. But do you blame some of this, the hubris
on Shanahan? Yes,
or,
I do.
I think there's some of there. Now, I would say it's more specific when Roddy's got a beef about Shanahan than Julio complaining about receptions in the Super Bowl.
I totally agree.
Because I thought Shanahan had a mean on for Roddy.
No, there was no if. He did, which was free Roddy, which is another campaign we started on this show.
Hashtag free Roddy.
And it was real. He wouldn't throw him the rock. And so then he comes out in a game and throws it to him 3 straight times. And years later, like 3 years later, we find out from some of the coaches that were on that staff that it was purposely done. That Shanahan's on the headset. We're going to throw it to him again. Purposely. Either way, this is the Legacy Locker Room Podcast. Roddy White talking about Shanahan. Listen to this.
When we first sat down with Kyle Shanahan, right, it was like, he was like, all right, this is how I envision the offense, blah, blah, blah. We would literally go through practice scripts, and I would get the ball at practice, right? And then when we go in the games, like, he would sub me out. Like, he would be in the headphones.
You can hear Matt. You know, we've seen right now, we can hear him.
Yeah, we can hear him.
Oh, sweet. And right. Doing it on purpose.
Yeah, so I can hear him say, get Roddy out.
Yeah, that's... That one made no sense to me because Roddy talked about, now unlike Julio, now the squeaky wheel gets the grease. In this case, there was a game where we actually had t-shirts that said hashtag free Roddy. And that's when they came out with, there's actually 2 scripted plays to Roddy. Then the final was a check down to Roddy. So it turned out to 3 plays. It was almost like Shanahan was blanking with you. I mean, starts with an F, ends with a G.
No, he was.
So it's just, if you look at you know, Shanahan and some degree of, call it hubris, or, you know, he's in his feels. I don't know. A lot of things went wrong in that second half. I don't beef with Julio, you know, being upset now in retrospect. I would love to have heard this after the game.
Me too. This is my point.
That's why, and when we talk about Julio, look, his game speaks for itself. This is why when we compare the true elites and the greats who showed up for minicamp, who put all the work in, all the sweat equity that Julio never wanted to do, and then you wonder why sometimes he and Matt can't get together in the red zone. You know, it's a two-way street. That was my only beef about Julio. Just to echo what Carl said, because some guy's going on the text line, oh, here you go, Dukes and Bell, bashing Julio. I'm not a fanboy. I don't root for the name on the back of the jersey. I root for the helmet. You know, I have players I like more than others. I think we bond with guys. I never knew anything about Julio. Never got a chance to interview him. Carl and I spoke for 2 minutes with us. You know, he was an enigma. And that's his personal choice. I just never understood how guys like, oh, man, that's my guy. Man, how do you know? And then when you ask for a raise 2 years after you become the highest paid wide receiver in the league, that was as big a part of our salary cap crap hell as everything else that nobody ever wants to, you know, get to. But getting back to the game, it's just another, it's sort of the cherry on top of all the things that just went wrong in that second half. Julio needed the ball more in his hands.
Julio and Dan Quinn had a great relationship. How do I know? Quinn told me so. And Julio could have gone to Dan Quinn and said, DQ, I need the ball. Stop with this nonsense. Like, who was he going to tell? Shanahan was up in the booth.
Right.
DQ, I'm tapping my pen. I need the ball. Like, that to me in those moments are inexcusable. It's why I'm crushing Ant-Man right now. Ant-Man, dude, you're one of the most elite players in the league. Go make it happen. Let's stop talking about I didn't get the shots I needed and they're handsy and, oh, well, they didn't allow me to do this. Did you guys ever hear any of the all-time greats say they haven't allowed me to do this?
Mm.
You've never heard Shaq, Kobe, Duncan, pick them.
I mean, could you see Kobe coming out going, yeah, I thought I played within the Lakers system.
No way.
And, you know,
no way.
I didn't really need more than 13 shots.
No, as a matter of fact, Kobe would go clear it out.
And that's why I said, you know, hey, oh, by the way, you know, if you are going to, you know, go down and lose a game, let me lose a game with the best player on my team taking all the shots or the majority of the lion's share of those shots. So that's one that just drove me crazy. But we'll talk more about Ant-Man coming up later as they're on the verge of elimination. Just real quick with Julio.
Yeah.
I would say just to counter, if Julio goes to Quinn, Quinn didn't have the presence of mind to get on the headset in that final 5 minutes. Shanahan operated with total autonomy.
He did, but he's hearing everything, and Dan Quinn owned it afterwards, Mike. We know this. He said, look, I'm hearing all the play calls. At any point, Dan Quinn could have got on and said, run the ball.
Right.
He didn't. That's his mistake. He learned from it. It cost us. It cost our city. But, you know, and Jason Ellis, by the way, says, fellas, why are y'all bringing up old stuff? Ask Harry Douglas that question.
Just,
he got his boys together.
Yeah.
He got his boys together, and they're doing this Legacy Locker Room podcast. One more thing from Roddy White. We're going to let you hear as we continue from our quarterback, Michael Penix. And who's the face of our defense? Raheem Morris was asked that question. That is on the way. We're on until 6:30 tonight. Atlanta United coming your way as they take on Orlando. Pre-games at 6:30, kicks at 7:30. Here's Roddy Mike on what Shanahan told him about being a fourth option.
You got to be real with me, man. Because I'm about to lose my shit. He was like, I just don't see you as, like, the top four option on the team.
Oh, Lord.
I said, what? He was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, if the game was on the line, I would throw the ball to who? I would throw the ball to Jacob Tammy. I would throw the ball to Leonard Hankinson.
He ain't say that to your face.
This is what he told me. And then he said, and then I'll run a play for free to throw the ball to free. And then you.
He told you that?
He told me that.
That's a problem. At that time, that's a problem.
You know, Shanahan was funny. We all kind of like rolled our eyes when Quinn hired Shanahan as his OC. Because, you know, the job, the resume from Washington, Cleveland was, it was okay, but there was nothing that would distinguish himself above other offensive coordinator candidates. And then, you know, we saw the brilliance in 16. And then I apologized to Shanahan for killing him in 15. And then you hear stuff like this and you're like, man, this guy Shanahan, you know what? It's just, and right now there's probably guys in their cars going, you know, why are you making me relive this? It's like, let's have a prostate exam while we're on the radio. But because Harry had this on, and the guy's on, and again, you never hear, it's Carl's point, nothing against, like, that's Julio's personal choice. He didn't do a lot of interviews or media. Just we never got a chance to hear from one of our star players, and it's kind of fascinating to hear all this stuff. But I'm with Carl. I wish he had said that to Dan. Don't know if Dan would have actually said anything to Shanahan at halftime.
I don't either. Either way, we know how it played out. Sorry, Atlanta, we had to revisit that. But the fellas, look, this is part of their careers.
Right.
They were great players here as Falcons.
And the only thing missing from Julio's Hall of Fame resume is something like Matt.
Is the Super Bowl. This is part of their careers. And there's nothing wrong with guys expressing what happened while their careers were here and us hearing from them.
That's the thing. Guys are interested in the text line. They can't believe Julio only had four catches and four targets
felt
in Super Bowl 51.
It felt bigger.
Right.
It did. It did feel like he was killing them. But, all right, man. We got more to get
to. I'd love to hear Matt's side of that. Because can Matt tell you... They basically, the Patriots are selling out, and I couldn't get the ball to Julio. I don't know. I mean, then it's, well, why don't you do, then take a page out of Cutter. Wide receiver screens, get the ball to Julio in space. Do something to get your playmaker involved.
Yeah. No doubt.
And just, I know it's easy in hindsight to go through this, but just thinking out loud.
All right, man. We got more to dive into. We go around the yard with Grant McCauley. Braves postponed tonight, but we'll talk about what happened last night. And what's the deal with this offense, man? Why is it inconsistent? It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.